Tuesday, December 31st. OMG, OMG, OMG. I cannot believe what just happened. I guess I should just start at the beginning. The Holiday on Ice show is well known for its fabulous costumes. And this year, Victoria Steele borrowed them from the private collection of a famous award-winning Broadway producer. At 9 a.m., everyone met with the wardrobe manager for a final fitting and costume check. Chloe, Zoe, and I were skating to the classical holiday piece, Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, from the Nutcracker. That was because Chloe and Zoe were dying to wear a super glitzy costume like the heroine in The Ice Princess. Well, my BFFs got their wish. The fairy costumes Victoria selected for us were amazing. I almost fell over in shock when Mackenzie actually complimented us. She said she loved our gorgeous costumes, and they were her very favorites. After our fitting was over, we spent the morning at a swanky spa getting manicures and pedicures. Then we visited a salon for hair and makeup. Talk about glam! We were ready for the cover of Girls Life magazine. After we grabbed a quick lunch, it was almost 2 p.m., and time to head back to the arena to get dressed for the 4 p.m. show. Even though I was a nervous wreck about skating in front of 1,000 people, my only goal was to finish that routine, even if it killed me. Then Fuzzy Friends would be awarded the money and Brandon could stay at WCD. But unfortunately, what started off as a great day was quickly ruined when we realized our Sugar Plum Fairy costumes were missing, and in their place were clown costumes? When we reported the situation to the wardrobe manager, she and her staff spent 30 minutes searching for our fairy costumes, but they were nowhere to be found. I had a sneaking suspicion Mackenzie had something to do with the disappearance. She had this nasty little smirk on her face and was snickering at our new costumes. But I had no proof whatsoever. Apparently, Victoria had ordered the clowns and three other costumes, but had decided not to use them. All the extra costumes had been picked up by a delivery service at noon to be transported back to New York City, but somehow, our costumes and the clown ones had gotten switched. This meant our beautiful Sugar Plum Fairy costumes were already halfway back to New York City by now. We were devastated. Chloe and Zoe were so upset, they started to cry. "Come on, guys," I said. "Don't be upset. We can still do this."
"But I was really looking forward to being an ice princess," Chloe whimpered.
"Me too,"
Zoe sniffed. "But don't you see? This is about more than just looking glamorous. We're doing this for Fuzzy Friends, remember?" I said, trying to give them a pep talk. "And yes, I know," I continued. "These clown costumes are freakishly ugly and will probably look scary and a little insane. And the kids at school will make fun of us for the rest of the year and will probably be an embarrassment to our parents, but look at the bright side." Chloe and Zoe looked at me expectantly. "What's the bright side?" they both asked. "Well, actually, it's... okay, so maybe there isn't a bright side, but a lot of nice people and cute little fuzzy animals are depending on us. Just ask yourself, what would Crystal Coldstone, the ice princess, do?" Suddenly, Chloe wiped her tears and placed her hands on her hips. "Well, Crystal would kick butt and send those vambies packing. That's what she'd do. And she'd wear a freakishly ugly clown costume if it meant saving humankind," Zoe added. Then Zoe lowered her voice to almost a whisper. "The art of the clown is more profound than we think. It is the comic mirror of tragedy and the tragic mirror of comedy. André Soir."
Finally, I seem to be getting through to my BFFs.
"Come on, girlfriends," I said. "Let's do this thing." That's when we did a group hug.
It was a little weird going from glamorous sugar plum fairies to a pathetic clown posse. But as we got dressed, we tried to keep a positive attitude. In spite of the new costumes, we decided to keep our original music and skating routine, especially since we'd been practicing it for the past 2 weeks. Soon, Mom and Brianna came back to the dressing room to wish us luck. When Brianna saw our new clown costumes, she got really excited.
Hey, guess what? When I grow up, I'm gonna slide on the ice and be a scary, stupid-looking clown too, just like you guys, she gushed.
I think that was a compliment, but I'm not sure. Brianna picked up my cell phone from the dressing room table, and her eyes lit up.
Nikki, can I play the Princess Sugarplum game on your cell while you, Chloe, and Zoe are sliding on the ice?
No, Brianna. I told you never to touch my phone unless I say you can, remember?
Pretty please, Brianna whined. I promise I won't break it.
Then she shoved my phone behind her back so I couldn't reach it.
Mom!
I whined even louder than Brianna. Brianna Maxwell, Mom scolded.
You know the rule. Your sister's cell phone is off limits unless she gives you permission. Now hand it over.
Brianna gave Mom her saddest puppy dog eyes and then pouted like a 2-year-old. But she finally surrendered my phone and I snatched it from her.
Me and Miss Penelope think you're a meanie,
Brianna said, sticking her tongue out at me.
Fine, then you and Miss Penelope can never, ever play the Princess Sugarplum game on my phone for the rest of your lives, so there.
Then I sucked my tongue out at both of them.
Okay, girls, that's enough, Mom scolded Brianna and me.
I placed my phone back on my dressing table. But when I saw Brianna watching me like a hawk, I stuck it inside that cute little pocket on my purse and stuffed my purse in my backpack with the rest of my clothes. Just as Mom and Brianna were leaving, the assistant stage manager announced that the show would be starting in 45 minutes. All of us skaters had to check in with the stage manager across the hall.
I gotta use the bathroom,
Brianna whined really loudly.
Now!
She was such an embarrassment. Chloe showed Brianna and Mom the door to the bathroom in our dressing room. Then we rushed off to check in. When we came back to our dressing room to grab our skates and start warm-ups, we saw a note posted on the door. Chloe, Zoe, and Nikki, great news. We located your Sugar Plum Fairy costumes in Storage Area C in Locker 17. Please pick them up and get dressed ASAP. V. The wardrobe manager had found our costumes. We were so happy. We did a group hug and started screaming.
OMG! They finally found them,
I screamed.
Just in time, Zoe screamed. We're going to be ice princesses after all, Chloe screamed.
Let's go, I yelled as we took off running down the hall. We only have 30 minutes before the show starts. Suddenly, Chloe stopped.
Wait, I'm going to grab my cell phone so we can call our moms and let them know they found our Sugar Plum fairy costumes. Plus, we need to wash off the clown makeup and put on the fairy makeup, and we're going to need their help.
Great idea, Zoe and I exclaimed. Storage Area C was on the other side of the arena, near the hockey player locker rooms. All team practices had been canceled due to the ice show, so the halls were dark, shadowy, and strangely quiet.
Is it me, or is this place kind of creepy?
Zoe said nervously.
We're just going to grab our costumes and get out of here, Chloe assured her.
Okay, storage locker 14, 15, 16, I counted out loud, and 17. Here it is, guys. The closet was closed by a simple latch on the outside. We opened it and peered in. It was even darker inside.
Don't be scared, I teased.
It's just a walk-in storage closet, I said as we all stepped inside. Is there a light in here? Zoe asked.
Hey, let's use my cell phone, Chloe suggested. It lights up.
She held it up high in the center of the storage area, and it cast an eerie green glow.
Thanks, that's a lot better, I said.
Okay, I see hockey sticks, pucks, and ice skates, but no sugar plum fairy costume.
Slam!
The huge metal door suddenly slammed shut. Then I heard the outside latch slide into place.
Clunk-chunk!
The clatter of quick footsteps echoed right outside the door and then down the long, empty hallway. Chloe, Zoe, and I stared at one another in horror as the gravity of our situation slowly sank in. Then we had a massive meltdown and started pounding on the metal door like crazy.
Help! Someone! We're locked in here! Let us out! Help! Help!
We screamed frantically. But it became quite clear pretty fast that whoever had locked us inside was not coming back anytime soon. We'd been set up. There were never any Sugar Plum Fairy costumes in Locker 17. And all we could do was watch nervously as the green glow from Chloe's phone got dimmer and dimmer.
Sorry, guys. I think I forgot to charge my phone. But I think I can make 3 or 4 calls before it goes completely dead. Any suggestions?
For about 30 seconds, it was so quiet in the room you could hear a pin drop.
Let's try calling our moms first, Zoe offered.
Good idea,
Chloe and I agreed. But it wasn't. All 3 of their phones went straight to voicemail, which meant they were probably already turned off so as not to ring during the show. Still, we each left a detailed voice message. The good news was that at the very worst, our moms would retrieve our messages after the ice show was over and come looking for us. So it was just a matter of time before we got rescued. But the bad news was that we were going to be stuck in the storage locker for 2 very long, dark, spooky hours until they showed up.
One call left, if we're lucky,
Chloe announced, staring at her phone.
Well, I think we should call 911,
Zoe said.
True, but by the time they got us out of here, we'd still miss our performance,
Chloe reasoned. Yeah, the show starts in 15 minutes, I said, looking at my watch.
You're right, Zoe conceded, and it's going to be pretty darn embarrassing when they show up with 3 police cars, 2 fire trucks, and an ambulance just to unlatch a storage room door. We'll never live it down.
They'll probably still be laughing at us at our high school graduation, Chloe mused. I'd rather just wait for our moms to get here after the show.
I could not believe I had come this far, only to be stuck in a storage unit inside the ice arena with the show starting in 12 minutes. I got a huge lump in my throat thinking about Brandon. Now he was going to have to leave his home and friends at WCD and start over again. I felt terrible for him, but I was powerless. Signing up for this stupid show was a huge mistake. If only I'd just let Mackenzie skate for fuzzy friends like she'd wanted, then Brandon's life would not have to be turned upside down again. My heart hurt just thinking about the stuff he'd been through. He had lost his parents, and I totally took mine for granted. Hot tears began to sting my eyes, but I blinked them back. I heard Chloe and Zoe starting to sniffle too. Brandon was going to leave just when we were starting to get to know each other. Brianna was such a brat to him, but he still gave her that cute thank you note from the puppies and... That's when a little light bulb went on in my brain. Brianna the brat? Yes! My nutty little sister, who I could always count on to be a total pain in the butt. Chloe, I've got an idea. Dial my cell phone number, quick, before your phone dies.
What? But why?
Chloe asked.
Didn't you leave it in the dressing room? Everyone was supposed to be dressed and cleared out of there 30 minutes ago.
I know. Just call. Please, we're running out of time. The show starts in 10 minutes. Chloe and Zoe stared at me like I was nuts. Finally, Chloe shrugged, called my cell phone, and put it on speaker so we all could hear. It rang once, twice, then 3 times, I had it set up so that it would go to voicemail on the fifth ring. Please answer, please answer, I pleaded aloud. It rang a fourth time. Then,
hello, who is this?
Said a small, squeaky voice. OMG, Brianna, you have my cell phone. Thank goodness. Chloe and Zoe started screaming excitedly, too.
Sorry, but this isn't me, Brianna continued. I'm not home right now because I'm waiting for Nikki to skate. Please leave a message. Goodbye.
No! Don't hang up, we all shouted desperately. Please, Brianna, listen to me. Don't hang up, I begged. I was just calling to tell you that, you can play Princess Sugarplum on my cell phone while we're sliding on the ice, okay? Long silence.
Really?
Really.
Goody gumdrops! Can Miss Penelope play too? I told her not to sneak your phone and play the Princess Sugarplum game, but she did it anyway.
It's all her fault, not mine. But she's very sorry. Sure, Brianna. Miss Penelope can play too.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Wait, I screamed. I need to talk to Mom or Dad. It's an emergency.
Daddy went to go get me popcorn, and Mom is talking to that lady from ballet class with the big mouth. I'm not supposed to interrupt Mom again, or else. But guess who I see walking by? It's Brandon, the cootie guy! Hi, Brandon, the cootie guy. It's me. We talked on the phone, remember? Nikki was in the shower, and that dead squirrel was in Mrs. Wallabanger's backyard.
Muffled voices. I could not believe Brianna was telling all of our personal business like that. Brianna! Brianna! I yelled.
What?
She huffed. Can you give the phone to Brandon, the cootie guy? I need to talk to him, okay? I said.
Well, just for a little bit. I'm supposed to be playing Princess Sugarplum on this phone.
Hold on. More muffled voices. Hello, Nikki? Brandon! OMG! We're stuck in a storage locker in the arena. Storage Area C, Locker 17. Chloe's phone is about to die any minute. Please come get us out.
What? Where did you say you were?
We're stuck in a... That's when the battery died on Chloe's phone and it went dead. The three of us just sat there in the pitch dark, stunned and speechless. We had no idea whether or not Brandon had heard any of the details about where we were, but just when we were about to give up hope...
Hello there, you silly clowns.
The show was starting in 4 minutes. We raced back to our dressing room and grabbed our skates and clown wigs with Brianna tagging along. Her eyes lit up when she saw the huge, colorful, gift-wrapped box.
Nikki, can I have that really big present?
No, Brianna, it's empty. That's just a prop for clowns to use.
I want to be a clown too, she pouted.
That's when Chloe, Zoe, and I got the exact same idea at the exact same moment. I guess the old saying, brilliant minds think alike, is true. The arena was filled to capacity, and the excitement was so electric you could feel it in the air. Several local television stations were broadcasting live. Victoria Steele, looking more glam than ever, warmly welcomed the audience and encouraged them to donate generously to the charitable organizations being represented in the show. Then she made a surprise announcement. To show our commitment to your community, in addition to the $3,000 that each organization is receiving, Holiday on Ice is going to award an additional $10,000 cash prize to the crowd favorite. At that news, the entire audience stood up and cheered like crazy. Talk about crowd participation. This was turning into American Idol. On ice. The big cash prize sounded exciting and all, and I was sure Fuzzy Friends could use it. But my personal goal was simply to try to get through the entire routine and perform well enough to be awarded the $3,000. Soon, the lights dimmed and the ice show got underway. I wasn't the least bit surprised to see that Mackenzie had been selected as the opening act. She skated to music from Swan Lake and was awesome. And when she finished, the audience gave her a standing ovation. As far as I could tell, Mackenzie was pretty much a major contender for the crowd favorite award. She knew it, too, because she kept posing and waving to the audience. When Mackenzie came off the ice, she looked really shocked and surprised to see us in the waiting area backstage. I smiled and waved, but she just stuck her nose in the air and walked right past us. Mackenzie, you're a rotten little sneak. That was a new low for you. You've obviously hit rock bottom and started to dig, I said right to her face. She whipped around and sneered at me. You say that like it's a bad thing. Actually, I was just trying to do you a favor by saving you and your little friends from public humiliation. But if you insist, go right ahead, losers. By the time it was our turn to skate, I was a nervous wreck. My knees were wobbly even before I got on the ice. But somehow, I made it into position without falling on my face. As we waited for the music to start, Zoe gave Chloe and me a big smile. Then she whispered loudly, "Every human being is a clown, but only few have the courage to show it. Charlie Rival." I smiled. "Thanks, Zoe." OMG. The butterflies in my stomach were so bad, I felt like I was going to lose my lunch right on the ice in front of the audience. That's when Zoe whispered even louder, "A clown is an angel with a red nose. J.T. Bubba Sykes." I was like, "Please, enough already, Zoe. It was cute the first time, but the philosophical clownisms are starting to get on my last nerve." But I just said that inside my head, so no one heard it but me. I knew she was just trying to make me feel better. I was actually pretty lucky to have a BFF like her. As the music blared over the speakers, Chloe and Zoe floated across the ice like graceful butterflies. Okay, like graceful butterflies wearing stupid clown costumes. I was supposed to zig, but I zagged. Or was I supposed to zag, but I zigged? In any event, I tripped, fell on my butt, and slid across the ice at 90 miles per hour like a human bobsled. Then, bam! I crashed right into the huge gift we were using as a prop. Chloe and Zoe looked totally stunned and stopped skating. I felt so terrible about messing up our routine, I wanted to cry. Mackenzie was right. All we were doing was making fools of ourselves. I half expected to hear Victoria shriek, "Security, get those clowns off my ice!" And once we were kicked out of the show, Fuzzy Friends would close and Brandon would be forced to move. I would probably never see him again. I just sat there stunned, too exhausted to get up. But that's when I noticed the most amazing thing. The entire audience was laughing, and all the little kids were on their feet pointing and clapping. Apparently, they thought me skidding across the ice on my behind and almost cracking open my skull was part of a little comedy act or something. Then it occurred to me that we were wearing clown outfits. Duh. And clowns were supposed to be funny. Duh. And they were always falling on the ground and knocking each other over. Duh. I think Chloe and Zoe must have noticed the crowd's reaction and come to the exact same conclusion. The crowd seemed to love us. I mean, really love us. From that point on, we totally hammed it up. The crowd went crazy when we started doing funky dance steps from our old Ballet of the Zombies routine. I'm guessing it was probably because no one had ever seen zombie clowns do the moonwalk in ice skates before. I even threw in a few dance moves from that time Brianna and I performed live at Queasy Cheesy. I felt so happy and relaxed that suddenly skating just wasn't that difficult for me anymore. It almost seemed to come naturally. Finally! The strange thing was that I didn't accidentally fall down. Not even once, for the entire 2.5 minutes that remained. I only fell down on purpose to make the crowd laugh. Hey, I was a clown. It was my job. As our music ended, I wanted to keep skating. This was the most fun Chloe, Zoe, and I had ever had together. But there's more. The crowd got an unexpected surprise when a tiny little clown popped out like a demented jack-in-the-box. Brianna! I guess you could say she stole the show. We totally nailed that last pose, and the audience went wild, and we received a standing ovation. After we got off the ice, we were so happy. We did a group hug with Brianna and Miss Penelope. I didn't think our day could get any better, but it did. Guess who won audience favor and a check for $10,000 for Fuzzy Friends? The whole time we were getting our picture taken, Mackenzie was glaring at me. I wanted to walk up to her and say, "Hey, what's wrong? You mad, girlfriend? Huh? Is that it? You mad?" But I didn't. Because I was trying to be nice and show good sportsmanship. In spite of the fact that she was the biggest cheater on the planet. I couldn't believe she stole our costumes and locked us in that storage room. But her evil little plan totally backfired on her. Clowns knocking each other over and sliding around on their butts is really funny stuff. But prissy sugarplum fairies doing the same thing? Not so much. Just as I was coming off the ice, I saw Brandon, and he looked so happy. I almost died when he handed me a beautiful bouquet of flowers. "Congratulations, Nikki," Brandon said. "Thanks, Brandon. This whole thing has been unbelievable. I heard there was a mix-up with your costumes, too. But I knew you'd be okay. You guys totally rocked the ice." "Well, it was worth it. I'm just happy we were able to keep Fuzzy Friends open so that your Betty, can continue to take care of those animals," I said and plastered a big dopey grin across my face. But deep down inside, I cringed and wanted to kick myself for almost referring to Betty as Brandon's grandmother. It's weird, but the better I've gotten to know him, the more questions I have about who he really is. And the last thing he needs right now is some busybody snooping into his personal business and gossiping behind his back. I've personally lived through that with Miss Motormouth Mackenzie, and it's been torture. So for now, I know all I need to know, that Brandon is an amazing friend who's always there when I need him. And I'm happy I was able to be there for him, too. I hugged my bouquet of roses and buried my face in them. I inhaled their sweet, romantic fragrance, awed by how much they smelled like perfumey, roses. "Well, thank you for all your help, Nikki. You're awesome," Brandon gushed. I blushed profusely. Then he gave me a big hug. OMG. I thought I was going to pee my pants. Brandon actually hugged me. Squee! But now I'm even more confused. Because I don't know if it was a "you're my friend" hug, or a "you're my really good friend" hug, or a "you're more than a good friend" hug, or a "you're my girlfriend" hug. I really want to ask him, but I can't, because then he'll know. I really want to know. And him knowing all of this would just make me super nervous, which sounds really crazy, right? Sorry, I can't help it. I'm such a dork.